Vinegar is one of the most powerful tools in a cook's arsenal. Longtime listeners to Lynn here on The Splendid Table know how crazily devoted she is to vinegar. Some say she was one of the first to put balsamic on the American culinary map. Well, a couple of weeks ago, she dug into another one of her loves, apple cider vinegar.
The Splendid Table taste tests are brought to you by Muir Glen Tomatoes. One of the most underrated vinegars in this country is apple cider vinegar. Granted, it's kind of on trend now, but it's interesting to me with all the fuss over vinegars, you know, chocolate, balsamic, anybody. We ignore this thing that's been around forever. It's not only good in dressings, but it's great in cooking, and not just marinades, by the way. You boil it down, maybe with a little bit of actual apple juice. It's the most delicious glaze. But I have here six different vinegars. I don't know what they are. The glasses are just numbered. And everything here goes from an apricot color to almost a pinkish color to a real gold. So what should an apple cider vinegar taste like? Apples. Now, I know normally you would not drink a vinegar straight, but this is the only way to know what the quality is. Okay, how do you taste vinegar? Well, you taste vinegar by taking some in your mouth and sucking a little air over it, just the way you would taste olive oil. Okay, but the thing is, you have to rinse your mouth and spit, because otherwise you're going to be pickled. Okay, we're going to start number one. Tart, has some suggestion of apples. It's rather pleasant, leaves a very dry, almost woody flavor. And some vinegars are actually processed through wood chips, so this may be the reason why. Number two, this is a little on the cloudy side, leaning toward an apricot color. That has a soft, appley quality that's quite appealing. It's rather delicate and not as acidic as number one was. All right, moving on to number three. Not a distinctive nose on any of these yet. Number three is a yellowish color with a touch of orange, and it's cloudy too. Okay, let's see. For me, number three doesn't have an apple in it. Or I don't taste an apple. So it's there probably, but it's a nice vinegar, but there's nothing distinctive about it for me. Then we go on to number four. Now, this is one of the clear ones. And it almost reminds me of the color of a rosé, except it looks like a sunset. Okay. Very soft. Not hit you over the head acidic. A nice apple quality. This would be a lovely thing to dress delicate flavored greens. I would sprinkle this over something like green beans that you've steamed, tomatoes. They're really a nice vinegar. So we're going to give number four kind of a gold star. Okay, number five. Now this is almost clear, very, very pale. Very pale yellow. This is interesting because there's sweetness to it. And it's quite appley. And it's also the most spoonable of all of them that I've tasted. This would be great. I wonder what would happen if you boiled this down and then you just drizzled a little bit over a really creamy dessert or in an apple pie. This is a really nice vinegar, but it does have sweetness. And if you want tart vinegar, this wouldn't be your baby. But I think it's a really nice one. Now to number six. Number six is the most clear, crystal clear, amber colored. Okay. I would say, okay, not a lot of flavor, but a lot of acid. Nice body, but not a favorite. So I think I have to give it to number four. So can I now find out what I've been drinking? Our producer, Jen Russell, is coming in. Ta-da!
Drum roll.
Drum roll.
Four is the winner.
Ah-ha-ha! Oh, this is interesting. Okay, let me tell you what we tasted. We tasted Williams-Sonoma, Eden, which you find in co-ops, health food stores, etc. Bragg, a standby for so many people. That was number three. Aspall, which is a British cider vinegar. Very interesting. Okay, the next one is Katz. That's number five. That's the one that was slightly sweet. Now, I do know Katz. They produce in California. And then the last one was Heinz. Okay, so from, you know, what we find on the shelf all the time to some kind of special ones. So if my number four won, it's the Aspall. I love the fact it's organic. So, Jen, where did you get this one?
You know, I picked that up at Whole Foods.
Really? How much was it?
Well, let me check. I have my receipts.
Okay.
$3.39 at Whole Foods.
For 11 ounces organic cider vinegar Aspall. That's really reasonable. This is an English import, by the way. And they've been making cider vinegar since 1728 in Suffolk, England. You know, that's really...
I know. What a deal.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, if you can't find the Aspall, I would say my number two, my runner-up, would be the Eden Organic. Okay? So that's our apple cider vinegar tasting. Go forth, make salad, baste pork, and be happy.
You can find the results of that vinegar tasting at splendidtable.org.